Shall we stand and sing number 234, Have You Been to Jesus for the Cleansing Power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in this grace-filled hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? Of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? You washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you rest? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you covered, spotless as they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Blood of the Lamb, are you washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white and snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Aren't we? And we notice it daily. No, I'm not having 268 because our singer sung it on the hill far away. So we'll try the next one down. Living Below, number 283. Living Below the Soul.
Living below in this soul world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptations all, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend, help me in the end. Where could I go but
the Lord. Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? I go back to the Lord. Here is friends with friends I love so dear. I go back to the Lord. Where could I go? Where could I go? Needing a friend to help. I go back to the Lord.
Amen. I sometimes think, you know, if we didn't have the Lord to go to, where would you go? I mean, to look after the things that you need, the personal things that only you and God know about, and the very serious things. If you haven't got the Lord to go to, we're in trouble. Do we have any testimonies at this time? And Paul will bring it to you, the computer, the microphone.
I'd just like to give thanks to the Lord for the safe arrival of our last or next grandchild. The sweet girl has been a long time in the waiting of coming of 12 years, but God was faithful, and I knew He would be, but I'm just praising Him for it.
That's right. It's very necessary to give thanks when the Lord's answered a prayer that you have prayed. It'd be terrible to forget it, and I'm at fault in the past, not so much lately, but where I've forgotten to say thank you, Lord. Wow. Smack in the hands. Anyway, that's good. Always remember to say thank you, Lord. You got one, Sister June? Oh, is it? Okay.
I have two blessings to share. On Wednesday, I was walking up Gaddams Hill Road, and it was so beautiful there, just peaceful, and I could smell the jasmine, and the birds were singing. It was just really lovely, and I was listening to a sermon from Adelaide, and it's called What Moves You? And I was so encouraged and blessed by that. I said to Howard, I almost had a Pentecostal revival on my own. I was just praising the Lord because Brother Brian was saying and reminding us that of all the people in the Bible, and God's the same now, that were in dire straits, dire circumstances, life and death experiences. And like even with Esther, I didn't think of Esther. With the edict on the Jews to be eliminated, and God intervened. And I was so blessed. I was just saying, praise the Lord all the way through that, and I just wanted to share that because if you want to hear it, it's a real encouragement. And the other thing was, yesterday I was really tired and I went and lay down and I went to sleep. And during my sleep, I don't know if it was a dream or what it was, but all of a sudden, while I was asleep, this came, Revelation 1:17. And I was still sleeping. When I woke up, it came back to me. And I thought, that's strange. I wonder what that scripture is. And I thought it might have been, behold, I come quickly. Anyway, I looked it up, and it was when John the Revelator saw the Lord. But there it is there, yeah. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. And it struck me because we don't need to be fearing. He is the first and the last, and he's with us. It blessed me that, and I thought that was an unusual experience for me, but I just praise the Lord for his goodness.
Good testimony. You know, if you're lonely, if you do ever get the experience of being, you know, really quite lonely, it's not a very nice feeling. And but knowing that you had the Lord with you and you put him in front of you, you can actually change you in minutes, just change. I've had that experience. Brother Tatu.
Praise the Lord. I just encouraged by the word today, because that is exactly some of us are going through. And I just thank you for that the Lord will complete it in his beautiful life. And I think of that Ephesians, you know. I don't know, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, which is very encouraging. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecution, distress of Christ's sake. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. So that is the journey I had to go through. And I know he will complete it. Glory to his holy name.
That's good, Tadu. The more you have experienced yourself in the Lord, it's easier for you to testify to somebody else. When you're speaking of yourself and what the Lord's done for you in your life, and this situation, that situation, and then when you go to tell somebody that hasn't known, to them it's quite revealing. Any others? Okay, well, while you remain seated, let's just have a chorus here, and then Brother Howard will come. We might have 2 choruses. Number 203, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. It's in C.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Yes, it is.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just
number 207, I saw love, mercy, and grace.
life so loud, mercy and grace. I so loud, mercy and grace.
Praise the Lord. Summer's arrived. Who's enjoying the summer? It has its downsides when you preach, but anyway, that's all right. You're pretty warm. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from Luke chapter 22, verse 14. Just before we come around the table. Luke chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this, divide among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we just pray you'll bless this word for a few moments before we partake of your supper, Lord. We give it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you care for us and you love us more than we'll understand. Just bless every brother and every sister here and those joining with us. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. Amen. You may be seated. I was really blessed when it sort of quickened to me when Jesus said, with desire have I desired. With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. So it was very important that he had this Passover supper. And he's talking, not just to them, but to you. He desires to have this Passover with you. Who wants to be a partaker with him?
Amen.
Amen. In the Amplified Bible it says, I've earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you. Earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. You see, brother and sister, Jesus knew his hour had come to be offered up. He always knew his purpose of coming to be offered up. He knew he was the Lamb of God, the sacrifice for mankind. He knew that. He had to carry that with him. And it was a very sensitive issue in his life, continuously. If it was in your life, and you knew that one day you're going to have to give your life for somebody, it wouldn't just, you wouldn't forget about it, you'd think about it every day. So it was not a light thing. And Jesus carried this burden all his life that he was going to be offered up. And even at the wedding at Canaan, when his mother made this statement, listen to what she said. In John 2, 3 and 4. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, unto Jesus, they have no wine. Immediately they had a reaction on Jesus. Woman. Called a woman. He didn't say mum or mother. Woman. What have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. You see, brother and sister, he was very sensitive to the real world. He wasn't looking at his natural mother, whom sure he loved. It wasn't that. But he's in a totally different realm. When he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. What an amazing statement he made to his own mother. Woman, what have I to do with thee? He wasn't speaking to her about his mother. He's speaking about this person bringing this question about him being offered. Jesus, who was very sensitive to his divine calling, was addressing his heartfelt burden to be offered up for all his children, including us here and those joining with us. But now this was the time. This time had come for his disciples to remember what he was doing for them because he loved them. This was a great desire to eat this Passover with his disciples. And so it is for us, his disciples, even now. And Jesus is here. Who knows Jesus Christ is right here? He is here and he wants us to break this bread and take this wine to remember what he did for you and for me. So here it is. Now the great desire to share his supper with us. So wonderful that he desired right now to share with us his love in remembering his sacrifice. this was a great privilege they had. You know, something really amazes me, Lee. Judas was sitting at the table with him, knowing what he's going to do. I just can't even begin to think the horror that man went through forever. Somebody had to take that role to be a traitor. So we see that this was a great privilege to be here with our Lord in spirit and to partake with him. Now Jesus went on to say, verse 16, "For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, "Take, eat, this is my, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." In other words, this is the last time he had it until he comes again. When he comes again, we're going to have it with him once more. Hallelujah. What a communion service that will be. A remembrance of what he did for us. And he took bread and he gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for Pauline, which is given for Tatu, which is given for Keith and each one of us. My body is given for Howard and for June, for Peter." Does anyone else want to be mentioned? "For all of us that believe. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup, after saying, 'This cup is the New Testament,'" or the New Covenant. The Testament was a covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. No more was any more cattle and sheep slaughtered at the temple. They might have been by the Jews, but not by believers, because it's a new covenant through the Lamb of God that was to be offered. "This cup is the New Testament, my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table." I tell you, if I was Judas, I would have run out of there so fast. Well, I wouldn't have been there for a starter to be like that. "And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed." Judas was so far removed from what was happening right in his face. He didn't understand. He lacked the revelation. All he was filled with was devils to do this. Brother and sister, don't let any one of us be removed from what is happening right now, this afternoon. Don't be so far removed, "Oh, just communion is the wine and the bread." Don't do that. We're remembering with our Lord Jesus, who's present. We're partaking of his table that he gave us to remember what he did for us. Because Jesus is here. Who believes that? He is once again sharing with us this great remembrance feast. You know what? Be honest with you. Why isn't everyone else here? And we say, "Oh, this and that." But let's ask the question. Are we so far removed we don't realize how important this is? This may be our last communion before he comes. This remembrance feast. Aren't we we greatly blessed to be at his table prepared for us? So may God bless you. Bless us all as we partake of this wonderful remembrance. Let's just pray. Precious Lord Jesus, we do come to thee. We're praying, Lord, that we won't be too far removed from understanding the great honor and privilege it is to partake of this table that you gave us to remember what you did for us. It's a love feast, Lord, to show that you saved our souls and you prepared to lay down your life as a man, that we may live forever. I want to say, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. I know you died for me, and I gladly receive it, Lord. We count it a privilege to be a part of this remembrance that you've given to your church. Just pray you're blessed each one. Bless these emblems, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe we just sing a song as we stand to our feet. Just sing that song, we know it well. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Precious blood of Jesus. And as we sing, we could come around the table.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Brother Keith.
Precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Washes blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus.